Quantifying feedback from narrow line region outflows in nearby active galaxies. IV. The effects of different density estimates on the ionized gas masses and outflow rates, by Mitchell Riewalski et al. Active galactic nuclei, AGN, can launch outflows of ionized gas that may influence galaxy evolution, and quantifying their full impact requires spatially resolved measurements of the gas masses, velocities, and radial extents. We previously reported these quantities for the ionized narrow line region, NLR, outflows in 6 low redshift AGN, where the gas velocities and extents were determined from Hubble Space Telescope long slit spectroscopy. However, calculating the gas masses required multi-component photonization models to account for radial variations in the gas densities, which span approximately 6 orders of magnitude. In order to simplify this method for larger samples with less spectral coverage, we compare these gas masses with those calculated from techniques in the literature. First, we use a recombination equation with 3 different estimates for the radial density profiles. These include constant densities, those derived from S2, and power law profiles based on constant values of the ionization parameter, U. Second, we use single-component photonization models with power law density profiles based on constant U, and allow U to vary with radius based on the O3-H-beta ratios. We find that assuming a constant density of NH equals 10 squared cm3 overestimates the gas masses for all 6 outflows, particularly at small radii where the outflow rates peak. The use of S2 marginally matches the total gas masses but also overestimates at small radii. Overall, single-component photonization models where U varies with radius are able to best match the gas mass and outflow rate profiles when there are insufficient emission lines to construct detailed models. This was quantifying feedback from narrow line region outflows in nearby active galaxies. IV. The effects of different density estimates on the ionized gas masses and outflow rates, by Mitchell Riewalski et al.